Gaza fighting catches the church in the crossfire. Radio ministry continues despite a coup in Fiji. And a Bible translation ministry launches a Bantu New Testament project for East Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A ceasefire was called over the weekend in Gaza between Fatah and Hamas militant factions, but not before 15 people were killed in Palestinian violence. One of those killed, the bus driver for Gaza's Awana Club program. Open Doors USA supports the Gaza Baptist Church there. Open Doors' Al Jansen.
He's a Muslim man, but he drives the bus for the Awana Club programs at Gaza Baptist Church. And he was just walking along the street a few yards behind his father when some fighting broke out, and he was killed instantly by a stray bullet. This has really hit the church hard.
This is why Jansen's asking Christians to pray for the church in Gaza.
We're one group that God could use to hopefully bring some peace to the region. But to be honest, there's also a lot of people that just want to get out of there. The sad thing is if too many of the church people leave, then what hope is there for Gaza?
Pray that a remnant will remain there. Meanwhile, things are still unsettled in Fiji in the wake of a December coup d'etat. The ousted Fiji prime minister is now calling for sanctions on the military-backed regime. Because of the insecurity, the U.S. government can't guarantee the safety of U.S. citizens traveling to Fiji. However, Back to the Bible's Woodrow Kroll remains determined to keep his scheduled visit. The U.S.-produced Back to the Bible program can be heard in Fiji on Radio Light from the capital city of Suva. Please pray. You're listening to Mission Network News. Humanitarian aid helps save lives in needy nations, but a Christian organization's providing a way for transformation physically and spiritually. World Hope International's Richard Schroeder says they've established micro-enterprise lending institutions in seven nations, none more successful than their work in Sierra Leone.
This bank for the poor has become the largest lender in the whole country. It has over 16,000 clients, and that's larger than all of the commercial banks in the country combined.
The church-run program provides $50 to $60 loans to help entrepreneurs start businesses. These programs aren't intended to be evangelistic outreaches, but they become that.
The staff are all believers, and they incorporate their spiritual mission to spread the good news of Christ in their daily lives, and that's incorporated into what they do in their work.
Their success has given the church credibility, providing even more opportunities to share the gospel. Next, light is shining bright in a village in the Philippines. Francis Bonito, supported by ION Network, helped plant a church which has seen the miraculous healing of drug addicts and diseases. The ability to offer a jail and feeding ministry, as well as health and dental care, has helped their mission grow. Physical rescue is needed, but their spiritual growth will rescue this village out of sickness and poverty. Pray for strength as they share Christ's love. And Swahili is among the most widely spoken languages in the eastern part of sub-Saharan Africa. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says it's for this reason that they're focusing on it in their next translation project.
For many of the tribal groups, there is the need for a translation in their heart language. And so that's why the Swahili has really come about. We are going to do that in a Kenyan dialect of Swahili, and so it should be applicable to many of the countries in the eastern part of the continent.
Bishop says Swahili touches a lot of Africans in their heart language level. An easy-to-read Bible will impact a lot of ministries in a positive way. How soon?
We're going to start the translation in the first of 2007, and so we would hope to see a New Testament within about three and a half years, and then a complete Bible in about 4 years after that.
The first prayer need is to find a translation team. Funding is also needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.